Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.
The following program is provided for informational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed during the show do not necessarily reflect those of the station or the host. There are no guarantees to the information presented in this material, and the claims and results, if any, cannot be guaranteed. As always, you should consult with a professional before making any decisions that may impact your legal, financial, or medical well-being. This recording is copyrighted, all rights reserved. No portion may be used or reproduced in any way without express written permission.
The reality of dreams are a doorway to unlimited imagination. Open your mind to the possibilities around you. I am Kevin Doyle, along with my co-host, Brian Ladd. This is Dream Talk. Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the sixth Dream Talk episode for Tuesday, September 11th, 2007. This time around, it's just me and Brian, and we have a lot to discuss. Now,
I put it on the show notes that we don't have too much to talk about. So,
Well, we can make a brief.
People want to dial in and listen to us. We're just going to chat this time.
Okay, gotcha.
But whatever you have planned, I'll go with you.
Well, what I was about to say is, recently, Brian, I found some interesting research concerning insanity. Now, you've had a few dreams on insanity, and we're not going to go over them. Actually, what I found, it's called How to Keep a Healthy Level of Insanity. Maybe you can relate to some of your dreams concerning this research. I don't know. I'll go ahead and read a list here. Let's see. At lunchtime, sit in your parked car with sunglasses on and point a hairdryer at passing cars. See if they slow down. The next one is page yourself over the intercom. Do not disguise your voice. Are you with me, Brian?
I'm with you.
Okay. Every time somebody asks you to do something, ask if they want fries with that. Put decaf in the coffee maker for 3 weeks. Once everyone has gotten over their caffeine addictions, switch to espresso. In the memo field of all your checks, write, for sexual favors. Finish all your sentences with, in accordance with the prophecy, as often as possible, skip rather than walk. Specify that your drive-thru order is to go. Now, mind you, this is a list on how to keep a healthy level of insanity. I don't know if it'll cause any more insanity.
Where did you get the list from, Kevin?
That's top secret classified.
Oh, okay. Need to know.
I can't discuss that with you right now. let's see. I think I have three more here. When the money comes out of the ATM, scream, I won! I won! Third time this week. When leaving the zoo, start running towards the parking lot, yelling, run for your lives! They're loose! And finally, Brian's favorite one, tell your family over dinner, due to the economy, we're going to have to let one of you go. And that is how to keep a healthy level of insanity.
I got another one.
Sure.
You're outside with a group of people and, you know, strangers, and they just point to the sky. See how many people follow you.
There was a movie that I saw where a guy was just looking up in the sky, and it was like on a crowded street corner or sidewalk, and then all of a sudden, you know, somebody would walk by and they would see him looking up, and then they started looking up. Next thing you know, he had about 150 people looking at nothing up in the air. I can't remember the name of that movie, but...
That's also probably the number one reason for traffic jams. You know, people see something, they all want to see it, and everybody slows down.
Well,
even though there's nothing there a lot of times.
Now, I have to attest to that, being a tow truck driver, Brian, because it's amazing how people slow down to see nothing that's going on when, you know, they should be moving on. I guess, Brian, we can briefly discuss something that's happened to us over the weekend.
Okay, hey, before we do that, do you want to maybe just talk a little bit about insanity or, I mean, you know, some of these dreams that I have had or not?
Sure, let me see here. I got...
Well, what I think a lot of these dreams, is I've been looking at this for a while, a lot of these dreams relate to, you know, what really is insanity. You know, what do we classify as insane and what don't we? And, you know, even a lot of experts really can't put that into the correct area.
My question is, Brian, what is classified as insane? I mean, really?
Well, actually, I think
yeah.
I think most humans are insane, and the animal kingdom itself is sane.
Okay, oh, that's right. We talked about this a long time ago on our podcast, and I think I do agree with you on that. Definitely. There's one. Are you near your computer?
Yeah, I can be.
Okay. Sorry. Well, I can give you the DD number to one of the dreams.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't email you these earlier.
Oh, not a problem. I just got in.
Okay. it's DD5732. Anybody near a computer, you can go to Brian's site and punch in DD5732. It states that all murder not related to self-defense is insanity, no exceptions. Now, does this mean for all life, Brian, or just for survival?
Remember, this was a dream, and, you know, they all might not be, you know, this is just, I don't even know where I got this from, but what I think it means is that murder is wrong and, you know, violates, the universal law or God's law or whatever you want to call it, and really there's no exceptions to that case except for self-defense, like you're defending yourself or your family.
Now, would this include war?
I believe so, yes. We've always been talking, even in Christianity, you know, going to war, fighting for your country, God will understand. Well, I tend to differ on that one. I know I'm going to hear about this, but...
Speaking of Christianity, I heard on the news that a lot of the Christian organizations are not accepting yoga anymore.
Why not?
I don't know why, but I just heard that. Another dream is DD52... DD5229. It states that time flies when you're having fun equals there is time only in insanity. All animals are having fun except humans. Let go into the light. I'm alive. White light. And then it says very similar.
I think there's a lot to this one.
But
I think it all goes back to the same principle of what I'm trying to say is that, as children, we tend to be, if you look at a child, he's, happy to do anything. Generally, always happy, no matter, like I said, I could go out with my son and we pick up trash. And he enjoys that. At some point during our life, we lose this. We're losing something that we already, inherently know. And like I said, the rest of the animal kingdom already knows this. You don't see any animals that are depressed or anything like that. I think that's along the lines of what this dream is talking about.
Okay.
Now, the white light part, usually that's that signifies to me death, but there's a lot of different meanings to that, too.
Of course.
I'm actually really looking over the dream right now. I wish we had our dream expert on here. She'd be great.
I tried to get her on, but she couldn't.
I think she's
make
at
it.
A conference right now.
Yeah, a very important conference that she's actually heading to the IASD.
But basically, it says time flies when you're having fun. There is time only in insanity. All animals are having fun except for humans. And then I don't think that probably relates to all humans, but probably the majority of them.
Would you say that there's too many distractions in society
today? Oh, yeah. Materialism, ego. A lot of the things could affect your level of happiness. think in the last show, they actually somebody brought up a point that, you know, they did a study, you know, on worldwide cultures and people and everything, and the study concluded that the happiest people in the world are the people with nothing, and which are the people, a lot of people in Tibet, the Tibet Buddhists. So explain that one.
Yeah. I wrote down another dream number, but I didn't write down the description because it's basically almost two or three paragraphs, I think. But it has to do with insanity, I believe. It's DD4494. Let me see if I can get that up here.
4494. Whoa. This is a long one. You said 4494?
Yes. 4494.
Do you want to read what it says? It's a couple paragraphs. There's a lot to this one, huh? You know, I think it goes all back to the same concept, but this one's a little more detailed.
Yeah, I think it's basically the same thing.
I'm sorry, I'm sitting here reading this. I should have been a little more prepared for this one.
Basically, it says, it seems that 99.92% of humans think, have thoughts in their spoken language, meaning that when you have thought, it's in English or whatever language you were taught as a child. But this is not the way humans are supposed to think. Now, that's
okay,
something I believe.
Here we go on this one. This might also relate to the emotion issue. Basically, you know, when you have thoughts in your head, and everybody does, you know, like I said, a lot of them are repetitive, but when you're actually thinking, from what I know, at least for me, I'm actually thinking in the English language, and that actually could be a problem to begin with, because remember, we all speak different languages, and, you know 15, 20,000 years ago, language was a lot different.
Right.
So basically, there's a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings that I have in my dreams that really can't be put into words, or at least into English for me, you know, to get that word out. So I think the easiest thing for me to express that to somebody would be like a facial expression or something, because, you know, the
right.
face can really, you know, show somebody how you're feeling and, you know, communicate. But I think it goes along the lines that we were taught English, at least, you know, us here in the United States, our primary language is English, and English was made by man, and so we're basically learning from others on the, you know, on how to, you know, express your feelings, thoughts, and desires and everything else like that.
And it
so what do we
says,
do to prevent, and how do we change this? Well, I think it all goes back to emotions. And a lot of things you can actually communicate to any, you know, to anybody, especially the listeners, without actually seeing the person, you know, because you can pick up on facial expressions and body language and stuff like that. Do you kind of get what I'm saying? Or?
Yeah, I completely understand. Me and you have talked about this before.
Yeah, you know, any language is different, and every language has its own expressions for feelings and everything like that.
Right.
And I would imagine probably the more multilingual you are, the better you can express your thoughts and feelings. But like I said, for me, it's very difficult, and a lot of things I want to get out to actually put into words, actually into English words. So I guess that's all I'm trying to say on that one, I guess.
Also, it says that when the human brain cells are supposed to function just like the rest of the body cells, and when they do, the mind will be set free. I think that's what I was just talking about earlier, as far as society having as many distractions as they can possibly have, you know, and
mm-hmm.
It seems like it's getting more and more if you're paying attention to that.
And I don't think life should be a distraction, but, you know, this you know, today's society, for a lot of people, it is.
Yeah, exactly. So it's up to the person if they really want to, you know, get involved with something like that and to do something. I think anything in life is just basically a learning activity, no matter how much you like it or hate it, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody's always asking, what's the meaning of life? And that's my belief, is that it's just basic. We're just here to learn. It's like one big school.
So, like, as soon as we're born or conceived, that we're actually in a school. And I guess
yes.
This would be on Earth, so we'd be in an Earth school or university or whatever. And another thing, they say that, you know, the happiest people are always thinking. They're always learning. They're always going to school or doing something, and they never stop. And if you kind of think of the way that maybe your brain is, you know, kind of like a muscle, you use it or you lose it, that might relate to a lot of this kind of stuff, too.
Yeah, speaking of school, there's a lot of things that I'm into. I haven't really talked about them that much, but, you've talked about the book, The Secret. I don't like
really talk about it. I actually haven't read the book. I did see, back when I was, you know, had TV, I did see an interview on Larry King on this book called The Secret. And my impressions were that this is something that everybody already knows. Maybe you're not, you know, really thinking about or using what you already know, but yeah, life is set up. You know, you are where you are, and do you get what you want? The universe does give you what you want, like it or not.
So, I recently got a treadmill that I told you about, Brian.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I ran on mine today. Have you tested it out?
I tested it when I got it. It's over here in a place called the Villages of Lady Lake, and it's a big retirement community. It's like Disneyland for adults, but it's getting bigger and bigger every day. And I acquired this secondhand treadmill. Now, about 3 weeks prior to getting this treadmill, I thought to myself, Kevin, I'm going to get a treadmill, and I need a treadmill. I want a treadmill. And then I would, you know, take a little bit of time, like 5 or 10 minutes a day out of, you know, different parts of the day, and just imagine myself having this treadmill in my bedroom. And I did this, and I kept on doing it. I basically made myself believe wholeheartedly that I would get a treadmill. Some people may think that's kind of sad to do, you know, to waste time like that. But in my reality, I've done things like that before, like for a special bird feeder that I wanted. It was a $95 bird feeder, and it was squirrel-proof, and I got it basically for free. But anyways, I did this for about 2 or 3 weeks, and when the day came for me to acquire the treadmill, it happened just like I wanted it to happen, and it was, you know, basically for free. And I don't know if anybody can get a treadmill for free, even a second-hand one, but that's how I did it. And a lot of people call this type of imagining and believing remote influencing. And you really have to be in the mood to do it. It's kind of like you, Brian, whenever you dream, you really have to be in the mood to do something if you're really going to do it. And you have to have quite an imagination. If you can stop all the horrendous thoughts that are going through one's head and just focus on what you want in life, it's all good. But on another scale, it's got to be something, as far as I believe, it's got to be something that's good for all involved. And it shouldn't have to harm anybody when you do stuff like that, remote influencing. Mm-hmm. But it takes time and practice and a lot of use of the imagination, and you just focus your near future beliefs into your imagination, and it will happen. I don't know how long it'll take for the average person to do it, but it's like riding a bicycle. Once you do it a couple times and get used to it, then you can do it over and over again on especially little things in life. When you move on to bigger things like winning the lottery, which I've tried before and did get all six numbers, but failed to play them, it gets a little bit more complicated.
So have you used the treadmill?
I was trying to get away from that, but I guess you stuck to your guns on that one. Actually, no, I didn't. I was going to use it this morning, and then I got a call to go to work around 1:43 a.m., and that kind of shot my day off right there. So I wasn't in the mood to use the treadmill when I got back home at 3 o'clock in the morning and only got about, you know, 2 or 3 hours of sleep to get back up and go to the office.
Yeah.
But if I get enough sleep tonight and don't get any tow calls, then I'm definitely going to use it, because I definitely need to use it.
I use it every day, and I found the best way for me is even when there's distractions, I say, well, this is important for me, and it's important for my body. And by just doing this and, you know, getting your, you know, the cardio workout and all that stuff like that, you know, as I said, it helps me quiet my mind and, you know, focus on you know, what thoughts are important. So really, if you think about it, it's like breathing. If you think of it along that line, it's essential. Then, you know, it'll make your, you know, it'll make a lot of things that you do actually a lot easier. At least that's what I believe.
I think you're right. I think if you can't really do something that you really want to do, and you can, and you still have thoughts running through your head, then use your noggin to imagine, you know, and just do stuff like that, and it'll catch up with you in time, because after a while it just becomes repetition, and your whole body catches on, and the next thing you know, you're doing it, whether it's exercise or learning to drive a car.
It's the cure for anything, you know, depression, you know, all kinds of, you know, mental disorders and everything else. I mean, it's proven that, you know, regular exercise every day, you know, helps you deal with that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
It's a lot easier to deal with a situation, you know, a tough situation. I mean, it could be anything if, you know, you do exercise, you do take the time to do that. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have the time and anything like that. Well, that's really not true. Remember, no, there's really no such thing as an excuse for yourself. I mean, you know what you're supposed to do. Like you said, the universe gives you what you want.
Right.
You know, there are people that are morbidly obese and say, well, how do I, you know, why is this? Well, it's because that's what you really want. What I'm saying is there's no excuses really for anything like that. It's whatever you want, the universe will give you. You know, you might not think that you want that, but that's really what, you know, what happens. And the good thing about that is that you can change this at any time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, like I said, the key to anything really is meditation. You learn how to properly meditate in your own way. Don't go by what somebody else is telling you. You know, meditate. When I say meditate, I actually mean clearing your mind, clearing your head, or, you know, thoughts and anything else you got going on, just for a minute a day, and then, you know, keep increasing that. It's unbelievable, you know, if you're able to do this, you know, if you're able to clear your mind just, you know, for a few minutes a day, how much, you know, more joyful life seems, and how much, you know, new energy you have, and new thoughts, and all kinds of, you know, positive things. But that's just me. I'm sure it does probably relate to a lot of people, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those things. If you really want it to be, you know, you just got to put your mind and body into it.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a treadmill. Actually, you know, probably the best thing would be actually, you know, getting out there and running or swimming. I think swimming is probably the best exercise for the body. But, you know, I like to swim and everything, but I definitely don't like to swim laps. It's just something I just don't like to do, but I know it's good for you.
Well, speaking of swimming, why don't we swim over to Iraq and see what's going on over there? Have you heard anything about that?
We are winning the war on terror.
Oh, thank goodness. I was getting worried there. You know, the orange, the terrorist alert was orange or yellow today? I can't remember.
I guess it's 9/11. I think a lot of people wanted us to talk about, you know, terrorism-related dreams and stuff like that. But I don't think that, I think everybody else is talking about this, and it's really, we don't really need to, you know, talk about terrorism if you don't want to. I think there's enough of it. There's enough milestones marking events that I don't think need to be marked. But, you know, that's my own opinion on that. But we can talk about terrorism if you want, or we can talk about some of the other important issues that we got going on. Do you want to do that? Or?
Oh, either way. Whatever you feel like talking about.
Okay, well, let's... Do you want to talk about the trip to Spain?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay. I have a dog in the background. Oh, yeah, my dog's Sleeper, she's about ready to have puppies.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of dog is it?
She is a white lab, and the father is a white and tan beagle.
A beagle and a lab.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Beagles like to run away. Labradors are really smart. So the puppies are going to be a bunch of really smart dogs that run away on you. And they will be available for adoption in 8 weeks.
Can you FedEx them?
For free. Oh, I don't think you FedEx them. No, I think you pick them up or there's companies that can get them.
Well, don't they have that gel?
Like I said,
you
can ship birds. We do it all the time through the mail, birds and eggs and everything else. But if I took a dog to the post office, it might look at me kind of funny.
Well, if you put a muzzle on them, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I remember the dream ladies, you know, said, what's the first thing, you know, comes to your mind when you mention, you know, animals? And I said, spay or neuter. Well, I really did mean that.
Yeah. So I guess over the weekend, we were called upon duty to do something for a lot of your readers who have an outcry for the
Okay, yeah, we're, I don't know if everybody knows about this, but probably a lot of listeners do, that a little girl named Madeline McCann went missing on, I believe, May 3rd of this year. And ever since then, they've been you know, trying to search for her, and searching for her around the world, and there's been all kinds of different news comes out on it. It's just a big mess, I think, is what it is over there. I know a lot of people in the U.S. haven't even heard of the story before, but it was recently, I heard on CNN about the parents actually trying, you know, saying that the parents actually had something to do with their disappearance. Do you
right.
want to bring everybody up to date on the case, or what do you want to talk about?
Sure. If you can bring us up on the case, that'd be great.
Okay. Do you want me to talk about the case details, or what we're planning on doing?
Case details, as far as what you've been doing with the case on your site.
Okay. On around that same day, I had a dream like many other ones, and this one was almost probably definitely related to the girl, Madeline. And there's a lot of details in that dream that, that made me almost 100% sure that that was, you know, what this case was about. And I started receiving emails on that, and then I opened it up as a missing person case, I believe, on the 5th. On the 5th, somebody had emailed me and said the girl was found, and then I said great news and didn't think much else of it. And a few days later, there were still reports that the girl was missing, and, you know, there was an intensive search going on worldwide for her. And that's when I started getting, you know, requests for me to do additional remote viewings or lucid viewings.
Right.
And it just took off from there and became a really, really popular case, but this is one of the strangest cases I've ever seen in my life. The girl went missing in Portugal, a resort town along the coastline of Portugal. And apparently the parents had left her alone with her two kids while they went dining at I guess it was a bar. And when they came back, she was gone.
Mm.
And initially, it was thought that from when I heard the first case reports, they thought that she might have actually wandered off, that they were searching for her. But she was never found, and there's been all kinds of scandals going on. I believe police right now say that the McCanns actually were involved in either accidental death or murder of her, you know, of their child, which I think is absolutely ridiculous, but.
Right.
A lot of people are starting to think that now.
Yeah.
And it's just been an emotional issue for everybody, including myself. This is about the strangest thing I've ever heard in my life, and I think a lot of it has to do with the location of where she went missing and, you know, the people in charge of the area, you know, the Portuguese police. Well, I think a lot of people refer to them as the PJ. From what
the
I know,
PJ
there's a lot
police?
Of there's a lot of corruption down there, and a lot of things aren't said or released to the press or maybe, I don't know what's going on. I think it's a big mess, and I think that the cops know what's going on and have known what's going on for a long time. And a lot of people believe the same thing I do.
Right.
But I think what we wanted to do is we've had requests plenty of times about, you know, me actually going to Portugal. I made the offer a long time ago. This was before my daughter was born. And I put it out that, you know, the only way I could get there would be actually through, the UK authorities, and would actually have to, you know, expedite a visa or a passport for me. And 2 weeks went by and nothing, you know, they basically didn't want my services, not that I even, you know, thought I could help. So then my daughter was born, and everything was fine. And once again, I got more pressure to go there, and we finally decided that, you know, maybe this might be the best thing to do. And we've had a lot of conflicts over that because, just like you said, you know, there's a lot of other missing person cases out there, and Madeline is just as important as anybody else. And doing this would then make, you know, we're saying to ourselves, well, you know, if we do this, then people would say, well, why aren't we doing this for everybody? And I still don't know why. Maybe it's pressure, but I think it's something that, you know, I think we have to do.
Not just
not just from Adeline, but I believe that I believe that there's been more abductions there. Well, in fact, there has been abductions there, but I don't think it's been proved that the local police are involved or possibly government employees involved.
Right.
I don't know. It's a different part of the world. They have different, you know, values and laws and everything else. But this is really, really strange stuff going on.
They have some strange laws.
They certainly do, and it seems like this. They're set up for the protection of the police, and it seems like if you are, everybody knows that the United States has a, you know, corrupt government too. I mean, not all of them, but I mean, look at the White House. Okay, look at the Attorney General. I mean, look what's going on there. So it would not put it past me that, you know, that a country like Portugal in that area, I mean, especially with the secrecy laws they have, you know, anything could go on. And if, and if you do a little research, which I have, not just from dreams, but just on, you know, hard research, you know, Portugal is a hub for child trafficking. It makes sense. In the place where she was abducted, you know, advertises, you know, mainly it's a UK destination, advertises that they have a child-safe, friendly atmosphere. There's something wrong with that to begin, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just the fact is that, you know, I realize that the McCains did do something wrong. I totally disagree with the way they're going about doing it, but that's them. But I don't think they had anything to do with the disappearance of the daughter. That said, they still made a mistake, and that really nobody should be talking about the mistake that they made right now. You need to concentrate on what's important is finding her, but it's just been a tabloid media mess. I mean, what's really important doesn't get reported, and I don't know. I guess we need to go there, and I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do, but I hope we do something.
Definitely. There's.
I lost my train of thought. Though. Back to what I was saying. The Portugal is a hub for child trafficking. The CIA knows about it. I mean, there's all kinds of case studies on it, and it goes on all the time. And it will continue to go on until it stops. And that's if you just look at the case, you look at the situation, there's no way that it could be anything other than an abduction, to me at least. And what the Portuguese police are doing exactly, what was told me in my dreams and by what my common sense is telling me, that, you know, they are being set up and for the sole reason of tourism, for money. I mean, like I said, think about this. You know, would you want to go to a resort town, bring to a child-friendly resort village with a child abductor on the loose? Of course not. Okay? So if the parents accidentally killed their child, that would make it a lot. You see where I'm getting on this one here?
Yeah.
It basically goes back to tourism and money, and there is no possible way that what these Portuguese police are doing. I think it's been over 130 days now. Makes any sense whatsoever. I certainly hope everybody sees this.
I think one of the main reasons why a while back me and you discussed this and we declined to go was that.
We both agreed, and well, you know,
you have dreams, and that's what you do. And
yeah, and another thing, you know, I had this dream. Right, this is not the only missing person dream that I had. I've got hundreds of them. You know that, and there's a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, things that I've looked and researched that haven't happened yet, and I certainly hope that maybe it was prevented.
Definitely, and my point of view was back then was that. If you were to do this, that you would be definitely labeled as someone who can go out on a limb and go look for missing people, which is okay, I guess, but that's not your lifestyle.
But it really, actually, what I said with this site and everything I do, I make it so everything I know, I put on the site. There is nothing that I am holding back. Like when people ask me, can you tell me more about this? No, I can't. Really, I give everything I can, and there's a reason why I do this. So other people can actually investigate this, you know, and use it, hopefully, you know, in solving a case or something like that. If I didn't, there's no possible way I could do this for everybody. I'd have to actually go to each area and, you know, and say, well, this is what needs to be done, and they're not going to listen to me anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I make it, you know, first of all, I don't consider myself psychic, but I do this for a reason. I put everything out and, you know, take it or leave it, at least it's there, at least investigate it. And I wish they would have, and hopefully now they are.
I think what we're doing now, Brian, is that we have to find a fund manager.
Yeah, okay, we'll get up on that. Basically, we do have plans on going to Spain. The passport issue won't be a problem, But we are not going to be accused of taking any money on this case, because, as you said before, we have never taken any money on any missing person cases. This won't be any different. So we're looking right now for a fund manager to manage a nonprofit trust fund based in the United States that's able to accept donations worldwide. I don't know how to do it. Kevin doesn't know how to do it. But we need somebody that's done this before and through a bank. Now, I checked out the McCain's Leave No Stone Unturned Fund. See if maybe we can do something similar, but that's not the case. Their trust is not a nonprofit, and it's based in the UK. So none of what they have there can help us at all. So basically, we're pleading for somebody that's experienced with trust funds in the United States, or I mean, maybe I don't even know if I could do this. Maybe in the UK to give Kevin to contact Kevin.
Yeah, you can contact me at Brian's Manager@gmail.com.
Yeah, and the case itself is at briansdreams.com, / on location. It's all lowercase. And
right.
That gives you the details on that. And another thing is, if we do this and we collect the funds, this is just not for the for Madeline's case. This is we'll leave any funds in there for any additional trips that we need. But I certainly hope that maybe some of the authorities on any one of these open cases. There's hundreds of cases that I've done that are made public forever. And it shouldn't take a case like this or other cases like this, for people to investigate. Look now. I'm just getting a little irritated. I'm sorry.
That's completely all right. What I was going to say was that the fund is the most important thing. The non-profit fund is the most important thing.
Yes, it is. And I hate to say it, but it goes back to money. Apparently, no one does everything for free. But we have had offers for free, hotel rooms and stuff like that. And trust me, we will. Take advantage of everything possibly we can to save money.
We're looking into all aspects of everything, definitely a third party needs to be involved here because of the fact that, a lot of money a lot of donations could be involved,
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, we don't have the time for it, and second of all, I don't want to be accused of anything. And there's another good point we want to mention, that the fund is not set up at all yet. Okay, do not donate money to anything dealing with me or Kevin.
Oh, no, don't do that.
To anybody. And, trust me, we will let you know when this fund is set up. And it will definitely be a nonprofit, and it will not be run by us.
Definitely. And as soon as we get the fund set up, we can go from there, get passports, flights, hotels, whatever we need.
I don't want the people thinking this is, a lot of things. I've got nothing against, psychics and mediums, but we're not going to be there walking around with, tinfoil on our head or something, or like you said, dowsing rod or whatever. We are actually going to use all aspects of this case, to including people that we already know there now and people that have information. We're going to use every available means to help, find her. And like I said, I've drawn a map. I've provided, the exact area I think she is. I don't think anything's changed. We'll be there. I mean, people can end this for us right now and find her.
That would be great.
I'd much rather somebody do that, because really I don't think anybody wants to go. Like I said, I have a family here. I've got a lot of financial problems, and the point is find her. It's just absolutely ridiculous. You see all these news reports, and all there are is talking about the parents and everybody else when they could be spending the time looking, tear the place apart. Like I said, lock down the areas that they think she might be in. Investigate the Portuguese place. Do whatever the hell it takes. I'm serious. This is completely ridiculous. I've never heard of a case like this in my life. And hopefully, I'll never hear it again. The sad thing is, it's probably going on all the time. In countries you don't hear about, in places that are poor and parents don't have the means to do it. And hopefully, just this alone will actually maybe help stop what's going on. But yeah, Kevin, it gets completely ridiculous, and I try to get away from it. It's unavoidable. I kid you not. I know we're probably out of time too.
No, I think we have until 6:51.
Okay.
The media in general.
The media. I think there's nothing wrong with the media, no matter what. I mean, we have tabloids ourselves. Look at the National Enquirer and everything else. But when you start posting stuff, that's really, really, hurtful and very distracting to the case without proof, it's not good. Like I said, the media will be a good thing, especially if we go to jail. I'm saying? I hope somebody would report on that.
Yeah,
but
if anybody wants to go with us, it's fine. They can.
I understand the media wants public attention, but I know what the public wants. They want to know about Madeline. The parents are one issue, but please focus on Madeline. That's completely crazy. I mean, if the parents have to go to jail for a while, let that happen. Find the girl first, and everything will be fixed.
Yeah.
It's just all I see now. Remember, I don't have TV, but I have the internet. It's, you know, it's on CNN now. And, you know, I can't even log on to America Online without seeing something about that now. And this has changed.
Yeah.
Like I said, the media is good. I think it, you know, puts everything in check. You know, checks and balances, or whatever you want to call it. But change the reporting into what's really, really important. And like I said, I don't understand it. She's been there this whole time, and I still think that she's alive. You know, search. I mean, look, I don't care what it takes. I mean, I don't understand why. You know, these areas, the local area has really not been thoroughly searched. It's been searched by so-called the police, who are now accused of framing the parents. I mean, come on. I mean, think about this for a second. There has to be something you can do. Like I said, with Robert Murek's house or whatever, lock it down to let anybody in there from day one figure out what's going on. It's not happening. That's what something is very strange. And I believe now they're talking about DNA and stuff like that. Well, anybody, I mean, it's completely ridiculous. I sure hope everybody sees through this. But you know, that's just me. I know, I realize that a lot of people, especially in the United States, do not believe that the police were involved in the parents' fault. Like I said, I agree it is the parents' fault. It's the parents' fault this happened. I mean, who else? I mean, a child's innocent. But that said, if they didn't kill their kid and they didn't accidentally kill their kid.
Right.
Is there anything else we want to talk about? Or?
No, just about the trip, I guess.
Yeah, the trip. The main important thing is the fun thing. We can't do anything without that. And that's all we're going to say on that. The official trip will be to Spain, but everybody knows, you know, probably where we're going to be.
But we definitely need a third party involved. If you know anybody, please email us.
Yes. And like I said, we're not going alone. Like I said, me and Kevin, we know what we're doing. We know, you know, if you see things that might look strange, or why are they doing that, or don't they know that, you know, somebody might know about this. Just trust us on this one.
I think that about does it, Brian.
I just saw like a bear out there. No, I'm out in the middle of the woods. That's where we're at, and it looked like a bear out the window.
I'd like to thank everybody for being with us tonight.
Yeah, thank
wherever you.
You
may be, this is Dream Talk.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.